Leaders. The right medicine for the world economy. The pandemic threatens an economic crisis as well as a health crisis. Both need fixing.
It is not a fair fight, but it is a fight that many countries will face all the same. Left to itself, the COVID-19 pandemic doubles every 5 to 6 days. When you get your next issue of The Economist, the outbreak could, in theory, have infected twice as many people as today. Governments can slow that ferocious pace, but bureaucratic time is not the same as virus time, and at the moment governments across the world are being left flat-footed. The disease is in 85 countries and territories, up from 50 a week earlier. Over 95,000 cases and 3,200 deaths have been recorded. Yet our analysis, based on patterns of travel to and from China, suggests that many countries which have spotted tens of cases have hundreds more circulating, undetected. Iran, South Korea and Italy are exporting the virus. America has registered 159 cases in 14 states, but as of March 1st, it had, indefensibly, tested just 472 people when South Korea was testing 10,000 a day. Now that America is looking, it is sure to find scores of infections and possibly unearth a runaway epidemic. Wherever the virus takes hold, containing it and mitigating its effects will involve more than doctors and paramedics. The World Health Organization has distilled lessons from China for how healthcare systems should cope. The same thinking is needed across the government, especially over how to protect people and companies as supply chains fracture and the worried and the ill shut themselves away.